On campus, providing housing, food service, and personal care for University of Illinois students for over 60 years. More information is available at 365-8000 or on their website, hendrickhouse.com.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser will be along in 5 minutes with details on a sunny forecast. High 75 today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. First AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. The head of the Illinois State Board of Elections says he knew there was a lot of interest in early voting this year. But as Amanda Vinicky reports, he says the results are truly remarkable.
It's the first time Illinois has offered early voting in a presidential election. State Board of Elections Director Dan White says numbers of how many people took advantage of it are still coming in, but he knows the total will be record-breaking.
Well over 700,000 Illinois voters have voted early. It could reach as high as 800,000.
White says knowing Election Day will be busy for him, he tried to vote early.
I went to vote early downtown and here in Chicago, and the line was so long, I couldn't wait.
Although they were cast before the election, early and absentee ballots are not counted early. They'll be counted with all of the others Tuesday. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois Democrats are anticipating big success tomorrow, but one political expert says the party could be missing a golden opportunity. Sean Crawford has that story.
With Barack Obama expected to carry Illinois, Democrats further down the ballot are hoping to ride his coattails to victory. The Democratic Party sees a chance to pick up seats in Congress and the Illinois legislature. Republicans are understandably nervous. But political scientist Kent Redfield with the University of Illinois at Springfield says a dysfunctional state government run by Democrats might prevent the party from doing more damage to the GOP.
They're going to be in solid majorities when they get done. This is a blue state, but you know, if we really wanted to kind of drive the stake into the heart of the Republican Party in Illinois, this would have been a huge opportunity to do that.
Recent voter surveys have given Governor Rod Blagojevich and the General Assembly low marks, but Redfield says that also means Republicans will likely miss a chance to capitalize on that sentiment. He says if Republicans are able to hold their ground in the legislature during a year heavily favoring Democrats, the GOP can call it a success. I'm Sean Crawford.
Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says 166 teams of investigators throughout the state will be monitoring tomorrow's election. Madigan says it's to ensure voting rights are protected. Yesterday, Madigan's office announced 125 teams will be assigned throughout northern Illinois, including Chicago. Another 41 teams will observe activity in the rest of the state. Investigators will be looking at claims of voter fraud or voting irregularity. The Attorney General's office is also reminding voters of their rights. For one, if a voter makes a mistake or spoils a paper ballot and it hasn't been cast, the voter does have the right to receive a replacement ballot, and no one's allowed to try to influence a voter within 100 feet of a polling place. With Election Day only a day away, John McCain and Barack Obama have both made Indiana the place for last-minute campaign stops. This afternoon, McCain plans to stop as part of a final barnstorming tour through several states. That rally will be held in the International Arrivals Ramp of Indianapolis International Airport. It'll be McCain's first campaign stop in Indiana since he addressed a meeting of the nation's sheriffs in Indianapolis on July 1st. Obama's campaign says he'll visit with voters at an undisclosed location in the Indianapolis area tomorrow. Obama's focused money and time on Indiana, hoping to become the first Democratic presidential candidate to carry that state since Lyndon Johnson won Indiana in 1964. A Champaign County man is set to be sentenced today for the murder of his estranged wife, a death that kept searchers busy for months trying to find her. Robert Arnett was convicted 2 months ago for the May 2007 killing of Naomi Arnett in Sadorus. He was accused of burying Mrs. Arnett's body in a wooded area near the town. It was finally found several months later. Arnett's attorneys say they plan to appeal the conviction. He could be sentenced to up to 60 years in prison this morning. Circuit City is closing about 20% of its U.S. stores in an effort to return the nation's second-largest consumer electronics retailer to profitability. The company says it'll shutter 155 of its more than 700 stores in 12 markets, laying off thousands of employees. 14 of the closing stores are in Illinois, but they are all located in and around Chicago and the suburbs. Circuit City has had only one profitable quarter in the past year, posting a wider second-quarter loss in September. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden. Serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959, Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser, joins us for another in-depth look at weather on Bob Feller's 90th birthday, Ed.
Yes, Hall of Famer Bob Feller, still quite active. And he was, of course, one of the great pitchers in the 1940s and 50s.
For what team?
The Cleveland Indians.
It's the only team he played for, I guess, isn't it?
That's back in the day when players played their whole career out on the same team. It's very rare nowadays. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of years ago, Hall of Famers Cal Ripken and Tony Gwynn got into the Hall of Fame playing for just one team, but it was before the days of free agency. And
yeah.
Bob Feller lost several years to service in World War II, or some of his numbers probably would have been amazing. Well, they were already Hall of Fame numbers as it was, but mm-hmm. he was one of those players, along with Ted Williams and others, that spent a lot of time away during the prime.